Welcome to Unlimited. Yeah, so today we are basically talking about the power of consistency. I mean, I am a person of 25 years of age, and I've never been top athlete or someone in any of my career or my student life. But one thing I'm pretty sure is that consistency is a key for a lot of things. And I know everyone basically says that consistency is a key, consistency is a key. Yeah, so I will share a simple story in my case where consistency helped me a lot. So one of these things I would say is fitness. So I was a skinny boy, like a pretty skinny, ill or malnutritioned person. And when I started to work out, I couldn't start anything because I didn't have enough knowledge to start that. Then I really wanted to start though. So I did some weird things, which if I start telling about, sometimes even embarrasses me as a person who have had enough injuries and enough recoveries from injuries. So one of the main reasons of these injuries were the lack of knowledge. So when I started working out, I would say it was around 10 to 12 years of age. During that period, I was completely unaware of any sort of workouts, or there was no internet availability, so I can't search and find stuff. Yeah, and after this, I sort of tried to get my body fit, and it was not for any specific reason. But from that time to now, it stayed with me. Like the level of fitness which I started from there, it always stayed with me. So, and that is the main thing which I am talking about today. The concept of consistency. It's like when I was this 10-year-old boy, I was not the fittest person in the class. There were people who were like able to run way faster than me, able to play different games way better than me. So a lot of people that were there, and they were physically extremely better in a lot of aspects. But this 10-year-old me, who started then, and even after 15 years, I am keeping that habit which I started. And when I look at my peers, or the people who were actually a lot ahead than me, are actually not like that anymore. But because I kept on doing these same things again and again for the 15 years, I am a lot fitter than those fittest people of those times. So I feel sometimes happy about that, and it sort of became an obsession for me to not to stop working out, because I mean, yeah, not stopping. I mean, I can't stop working out. I keeps on doing this, like, and it's an important thing for my mental as well as physical well-being, and this thing keeps me emotionally and physically healthy. And yes, I have had several injuries due to my bad knowledge. But through these injuries and the problems I faced in the initial stages of my workout, I learned a lot of things. I learned a lot. I know how to do recovery workouts. I know how to strengthen different joints and how to make things happen or make the pain go away, and the importance of stretching, and a lot of things. I mean, it's a long process, it's a long journey, and this always makes me think that each simple steps that you do every day or every week actually keeps you a lot different than the normal people around. And it's, you don't have to do the biggest thing, and you don't have to be the best person in the world to do all these things, but it is these little things that accumulates in time and makes the bigger changes, that makes you different, that makes you, or that gives your identity. So I think consistency is a good thing, and consistency is the key to a lot of things. I mean, I can't just say success, because there's a lot of things, but things that, you know, is influencing success. But, and the definition of success obviously matters, but consistency is something that is necessary in life. And this was a simple example of a thing I kept on doing consistently. Yes, I am keeping this habit forward, and hopefully I'm thinking this could help at least one person who's listening to this. Yes, that was it. Signing off from Unlimited. See you in the next one.
Yeah, sometimes things are a bit confusing, and you know, so I used to hear people saying, like, midlife crisis or stuff. You don't think it's real. You just think it's something people just say. I don't know, everything is like that. Everything is not real until it's your thing. Until it happens to you. World is just such a strange construct, or our world as we know it is such a strange construct, where everything is so strange, like, you know. Yeah, I mean, and again, so I have been trying to get to this PhD stuff since, I don't know, 2018? It's 2024. It's like 4 years of hard work. Did another course and stuff, and still not there. Yeah, it's just so confusing. Life is so confusing, and you are faced with questions, challenges, and you don't know what to do. Yeah, and sometimes we all say, like, you know, it's okay not to know, but still, you know, we live in a society where we need, yeah, money to eat food and stuff, and sometimes you're not even judged by your quality. It's quite confusing, and maybe it's just a matter of time, but things just confuse me so much, and I sometimes feel like I should stop everything and go somewhere else and do something else, but it's just so confusing. And yeah, and what else? Like, I am so damn tired. What else? Yeah. It takes time. Hopefully, I'll keep working and hopefully get there one day. So, yeah. One more thing is, you just distance from people, and sometimes people who are really close to you might think that you are avoiding them, but it takes so much time to balance yourself and your emotions, and it's so hard to just act normal. Yeah, that's me for now. Just my confusion in life and stuff. But yeah, this shall too pass, so let's keep flowing. Bye-bye.